It's the Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M. Josh for breakfast and World's Greatest Shave is coming up very soon towards the end of this month. And a couple of people here in the office and throughout the GV are shaving their head. Livia, you're one of our salespeople.
I am.
You are. And you have a client slash friend who is doing the same Shepparton workwear. Leanne is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Leanne, you have a horrific but also very close relationship with World's Greatest Shave and the whole issue behind World's Greatest Shave. Can you tell us your history of this disease?
Yes, well, yeah, it is. It's a touchy one. It's close to my heart. Long story short, my father, Rob Jones, who owns Shepparton Workwear with my mum, was diagnosed with two forms of leukemia in June last year. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a battle and a tough one to deal with. So this is something that not just myself, three generations and Liv, of course, to come along and do the World's Greatest Shave.
That's right. Now, you guys are holding a bit of an event. Now, tell us when and where and how people can get involved.
It is this Friday, so the 17th of March, at Shepparton Workwear and Safety on High Street. We're kicking off at about 12 with the shaves and colours happening from 1 o'clock onwards. Heaps of raffle prizes. Prizes to be won.
Yes, the donations and the sponsoring and everything has just been absolutely insane. It's been so overwhelming.
Who's got on board? What type of prizes
where do
we talking?
Start? we've got FXD, Glove, Fashion Biz, you know, we've got skateboards, Impala roller skates there from Impala.
Oh, wow.
We've even got silent auctions happening. We've got AFL tickets.
Yeah. From heaps of local businesses.
Yes, have jumped on
so
as board.
So, Europa Deli, Barbecues Galore,
Brad's
Fine
Magic
Fruit.
Yep, Brad's Magic Meats. We've got Cakes Matter. We've got, Sabac on High as well.
Oh, yes.
AmCal Pharmacy.
Wow, so a lot of people, a lot of local businesses getting behind you.
Yes, Lemon Tree Cafe, can't forget them.
Is that a regular?
Yes, they're one of my favourites.
So obviously a lot of local businesses getting on board. Is there a target you want to hit in terms of money or just as much as possible, or is this a dream figure that you'd love to get to?
Well, look, we're currently almost at 5,000. I would love to hit the 10,000 mark because when you actually read up on the site, when you reach a certain point, you know, if we reach over $5,000, that is 3 months of laboratory work that could potentially have the next treatment for the next leukemia and something that can help. So if I could double that, I'd be stoked.
Yeah. Well, it's a very worthy cause and close to your heart, close to a lot of people's hearts. I think I read on the website about 135,000 families in Australia have to deal with this.
Yep.
And their families, obviously, so it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So really important, and I appreciate you taking the time, both of you, Leanne and Livia, coming in and having a quick chat. Where can people go to donate? If they're hearing this now and going, God, I want to get on that, is there anywhere they can go?
Come down on Friday. We've got some really easy QR codes that you can just scan and donate, or come down and buy a raffle ticket. All the money goes to the Leukemia Foundation and every little bit helps.
Mm, fantastic. Leanne, Livia, thank you for joining me.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Josh.